Welcome to the Nutri Mantra podcast, where we delve into the intricacies of nutrition to help you make informed choices about what you put on your plate. Today, we are exploring the age-old debate, food versus vitamin pills. Let us start by examining our current dietary habits. It is no secret that many of us fall short when it comes to incorporating colorful foods into our meals. These vibrant fruits and vegetables not only add visual appeal, but they also pack a punch of essential vitamins and minerals. Yet, in our fast-paced lives, reaching for a supplement bottle seems more convenient than loading up our plates with these nutrient-rich foods. But before we dive deeper into this discussion, let us understand what exactly vitamins are and why they are crucial for our health. Vitamins are organic compounds that our bodies need in small amounts to function properly. They come in two main types, fat-soluble and water-soluble. Fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, D, E, K, these are stored in the body, while water-soluble vitamins such as B-complex and vitamin C are not stored and thus they need to be replenished regularly through our diet. So how much of these vitamins do we need? The Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR has set daily requirements known as Recommended Dietary Allowances, RDA, which cover our basic needs and provide a buffer for times of stress like illnesses, fasting, etc. Now, here's the million-dollar question. Do we really need to take vitamin supplements? For most people with a balanced diet, the answer is no. Whole foods, they offer an abundance of nutrients beyond just vitamins. They also provide us with fiber, water, energy. However, certain individuals, such as those with chronic illnesses or during pregnancy, lactation, they may benefit from supplementation. It is important to note that taking excess vitamins can have adverse effects. Our body can store fat-soluble vitamins, so overloading on them can lead to toxicity. Even water-soluble vitamins, which were earlier thought to be harmless due to their limited storage, can cause issues in mega doses. Now let's address a common concern. Are vitamins destroyed during food preparation? Yes, while some losses do occur due to various factors like heat, light, processing, modern techniques of processing, they do minimize these losses. Plus, there are few steps we can take in our kitchens to preserve these vital nutrients, like taking out thin peels wherever possible, cutting vegetables into larger pieces, cooking with minimal water so that we don't discard that water, or cooking till just done rather than cooking till they are a mush. So, what's the verdict? Food wins over pills, hands down. Not only do whole foods provide a diverse collection of nutrients, but they also satisfy hunger, provide energy, and they contribute to our overall physical as well as mental well-being. By incorporating 5 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables into our daily diet, we can meet our vitamin needs naturally as well as deliciously. That's all for today's episode of the Nutri Mantra podcast. Join us next time as we unravel more mysteries of nutrition to help you thrive. Remember, what you eat matters, so choose wisely. Take care. Bye-bye.